Elissa Walker-Campbell, I want to welcome you back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Remember, to listen to the show on the go, just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can also listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. Well, here at YSR, it is a very big weekend as we look forward to the start of the NBA playoffs. We've been talking about it for the past 2 hours. However, in our final segment tonight, we're going to focus our attention on the wonderful game of golf, and we're going to celebrate and recognize one of the top junior golfers here in the state of Texas and nationally. This young man recently participated in the Drive, Chip, and Putt Championships at Augusta National, and it's such a pleasure to introduce tonight TK Schultz. He is 14 years old. He is from Belverde, Texas, and for our national audience, that is just outside San Antonio. Thank you for joining us tonight, TK.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Well, TK, I'm sure you'll agree that we're all still kind of catching our breath after so many magical moments from the Masters last weekend. I mean, a 21-year-old golfer in Jordan Spieth who wins the green jacket. What was your thoughts and your takeaways? Because I would assume as a young golfer, an up-and-comer, you had to be energized by watching him play.
I was so excited for him. I'm so happy that a Texan got to participate in the Masters and even win it. And I hear he's such a nice person. And I've gone and watched him at the Valero many times, and he's a very nice gentleman. And I'm very happy for him.
Absolutely. And I'm sure that as I was saying, as a young player, you've got to be so motivated by watching Spieth. I mean, win the Masters, only 21, and it really is a testament to that hard work pays off. And I know spending time around your parents, I mean, you work so hard. You're very, very focused at 14 at taking your game to the next level. That's got to inspire you.
It does, and it shows what hard work does for a person, and it's a true testament to that. And I'm so excited for him, and I know he's worked hard all his life and gone through the Texas all the Texas tournaments, and it really shows how hard work pays off for people.
Absolutely, and a proud Texan. Everyone is celebrating the big win for Jordan Spieth. Hey, TK Schultz is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You better write down his name because he is one of the top junior golfers nationally. He just participated in the Drive, Chip, and Putt contest, and we're going to recap that memorable experience. It was awesome. We all watched it on the Golf Channel, and we're looking forward to talking about that. But I want to ask you this, TK. I mean, there's just this new era that has taken place in golf. I mean, here you were just sharing about Jordan Spieth. That's really energized your game. You got Rory McIlroy. He won his first major championship title at the age of 22. I mean, it really does. I mean, it's got to give you the confidence, I would say, and just that belief that these guys are making their dreams a reality even at a young age. You don't have to wait till you're in your mid-30s. You can make it happen in the 20s, right?
It does, and it really makes me want to work harder and every day and just do my best, and it really gives me a lot of motivation seeing these guys being so successful, mm-hmm. Especially coming from this area and from pretty much anywhere at such a young age. So it really gives me a lot of motivation to work hard and to go out there every day and try my hardest and do my best.
You bet. Tell us, who's your favorite golfer and why?
My favorite golfer is Ernie Els because he's a nice person and he tries to raise money for kids with autism.
Yes. Have you had the chance to meet Ernie yet?
I've seen him play many times. I have not met him personally, but I have seen him play many times.
Wow. Well, tonight, of course, we've invited you on to share about your recent excursion to Augusta, Georgia to participate in the Drive, Chip, and Putt Championships. Give us kind of the backstory on that. How did you qualify for Drive, Chip, and Putt?
Well, I went through the locals here, and I got second place here at the locals and in San Antonio, and then I went to Houston for the sub-regional, and I won that with a score of 146.
Wow.
And obviously all the qualifiers are very hard, and sometimes it's your day and sometimes it's not, and it was my day that day, and then I went up to Plano, Texas for my regional, and I won with 160 points, and that was my road to Augusta.
Wow. You know, TK, here in the state of Texas, there are some great junior golfers, and one thing that is definitely evident in your game is that you show consistency, and in all three of the skills, you're talking the drive, chip, the putting, how do you do that? How do you have so much consistency within the game of golf?
Well, I just try and work at everything equally. I try and pay attention to every aspect of my game. I try and put in the work in all aspects, so I try and be as consistent as I can.
Yes, and you are definitely very, very dedicated. So let's move ahead. Let's talk about Easter Sunday. You guys load up. You go to Augusta, Georgia. What was it like to compete in the Drive, Chip, and Putt Championships?
It was beyond belief being on the hallowed grounds at Augusta. It was just truly unbelievable experience. I loved it so much. It was the most beautiful place I've ever been to. It was such an honor to be able to even walk the grounds and especially to play there. And it was beyond belief. Words can't describe how beautiful it is there. And it's just beyond what anyone could ever imagine.
TK, I have to tell you, watching you on national television, I mean, all the Campbell family, we had tears in our eyes watching you just because of just the incredible poise that you showed. I mean, you had an opportunity to be playing there at Augusta, but you didn't seem nervous at all. You just went up there and executed. You did a great job.
Well, everyone is nervous, but I do my best to control my nerves. And I think that I did a fairly good job of doing that then. I just try my hardest to control them and just do what I've been practicing and working on.
So how did you prepare? How did you practice and get ready for the drive, chip, putt?
Well, I did pretty much all the practices for the qualifiers as I did for the national finals. I just work on all three aspects every day before, and I focused all my attention on driving, chipping, and putting. And I worked hard at it, and I tried to focus on all three aspects because I know that they're all equally important.
You bet. Hey, you're listening to the voice of one of the top junior golfers, TK Schultz. We're talking about the drive, chip, putt contest that he participated in Augusta, Georgia. So as you were talking about just the course, it's so incredible. Hallowed grounds. I mean, what was the highlight for you from this incredible and memorable experience?
The highlight for me, there were so many highlights. It was just so beautiful. But I'd say that the main highlight was probably making the 15-foot putt on the
yes.
18th green of Augusta. That was just the one thing that I really wanted to do so bad, and I made it, and it was just truly unbelievable experience, and it was amazing.
Oh, and how fast were those greens?
I estimated it at a stimp 13 to 13 and a half, which is tournament speed, and it's extremely fast. It's like putting on a pool table.
Oh, wow. And it really was the who's who. I mean, who were some of the celebrities and personalities that you had the chance to meet while you were there, TK?
I got to meet Brent Snedeker,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I got to meet Condoleezza Rice and Chairman Billy Payne, very nice people, and I got to meet I got to meet very, very great players, and I saw Bubba Watson there. It's just so many great people were there and to cheer us on and to watch on for us.
And you talk about cheering you on. You had a bit of an entourage. I mean, Mom, Dad were there. Tell us who was all in your group that went to support you, TK.
Oh, we had lots of people. We had I had my parents, both sets of grandparents, and a few friends of ours came to watch, and just so many supporters in the crowd as well.
Oh, that's great. And we definitely want to give a shout-out and credit to your amazing coach. Share a little bit about him and his background, because it's impressive.
His name is Tim Hobby, and he played at the 1990 Masters as a 1989 Public Links champion. He also shared some insight on what I would be seeing at the course and how I should react to it, and speeds of the greens and breaks and such. And he's a very good player, and he's a good man.
Oh, that's great. Well, is this your biggest? Would you say? I mean, you've accomplished a lot, but is this your biggest golf accomplishment so far?
I would say that's definitely my biggest golf accomplishment, and to play at Augusta for the Drive, Chip, and Putt National Finals was definitely my best accomplishment as a junior golfer.
Well, congratulations. I also want to share with the listeners tonight, I mean, you're very well-rounded. You're a first-degree black belt. How long have you been doing that?
I've been doing Taekwondo for 6 years now, and it also helps me round my game and be physically in shape for the game of golf.
Oh, wonderful. Hey, TK Schultz has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And also, I did want to share with the listeners that you are raising money for the Wounded Warrior Project. Can you share about that?
Yes, ma'am. I'm raising money for the Wounded Warrior Project in honor of my two cousins who died fighting for their country. Mm. I'm doing it through Birdies for Charity Leadership Links through AJGA, and I'm raising money for the Wounded Warrior Project and just to help our soldiers and all of our veterans.
Very well said. Hey, TK Schultz has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, and I'm telling you, keep an eye on this young man, one of the top junior golfers, not just here in the state of Texas, but nationally, and was an outstanding participant in the drive, chip, and putt contest. And it's going to be a memorable experience that you will never forget. Send our best to your parents, and thank you so much, TK. We will see you real soon.
Thank you.
That, of course, was TK Schultz, one of the top junior golfers and participants in the drive, chip, and putt contest. We want to thank all of our amazing guests over the past 2 hours. James Hale with OU Insider and KREF 1400 in Norman, Oklahoma. Charlton Jimerson, former Major League outfielder, who joined us in studio. Rodney Fisher from RF Sports out of Dallas. And Jason Gotch, our very own from YSR. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell encouraging you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports. Right here at Yahoo Sports Radio and YahooSportsRadio.com.